you have to stay on. But the drumbeat strains of the night remain, and the rhythm of the newborn day. You know, sometime you're bound to leave her, but for now you're gonna stay. In the year of the cat, year of the cat,
was Promises You Made by Ethosign. And with that, wishing you all a wonderful rest of your night as we switch to the good old robotic Mr. DJ to wish you all a wonderful rest of your night. And to the Robo DJ we go.
Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk.
Hi, this is Kenny.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
it's dark in here. And the walls are closing in. I struck my last match. Let it burn down till it bit my fingertips. And I remember the light. Just a flash and then an ember. And a whisper of smoke curling up into the air and disappearing. It's dark in here, and the air is getting thin. My canary sang his last song, a pretty little tune. It echoes on and on and on inside my ear. It was a song of hope. It was a song of redemption. And that little yellow bird, with his last dying word, he sang forgiveness. And I'm sorry that I spent our time hiding underground, but something always pulls me down. This familiar, deep, dark cavern, keep repeating the same pattern. Last I see the light.
There's no need to search anywhere. Happiness is here. Have your share.
See La Frontera from where I stand in line at El Comador. Just over that wall is a promised land hidden line at El Comador. It's a long, long way from my home to here. I was driven by hope and by fear. I pray to the Madre to hold back my tears in line at El Comador. I hold you and feed you here in my arms in line at El Comador. If I can stay strong, I'll keep you from harm in line at El Comador. We walk and we wait, we run and we ride, in daytime we rest and we hide. Now Coyote tells me be ready tonight in line at El Comador. we don't move tonight, she'll feed us again in light of day. Small as I am, midnight at El Comedor's. She draws out the tread on the palm of my hand, midnight at El Comedor's. She says the new moon will help me to see, marks places where water will be. She tells me her friends will watch out for me. See La Frontera from where I stand, headlight at El Comedor. Just over that wall is the promised land, headlight at El
thinking. I stood up and said, I'll take them, like so many of my neighbors had before. I had no money, had no plan, but I had room and I had land, and I just could not do nothing anymore. In la chambre solennelle, it's what we do, and for 400 years it's been the same. From the violence and fear, we Huguenots came here, seeking refuge on this isolated plain. Oh, the first came from the Spanish Civil War, when the Nazis and the Vichy came to power. Not a moment left to lose, we took in France's Jews and hid them in our nation's darkest hour. Hid them in our homes and in our farms, and our children sat in classrooms side by side. It's all the threats and danger, no one was a stranger. 7 years we resisted and defied. And when asked, why did we do it? What can we answer? Not so long ago we sought refuge too, and it's easy to decide with the gospel as your guide. To our history and our faith we must be true. In la chambre solennelle, it's what we do.
Show me what you're made of. Tell me that we tried it all and came to this retreat. Say love, maybe what we gave up wasn't ours to spin around and wasn't ours to keep. But every time you say my name and lose my bearings, and I wouldn't dare to ask. Sometimes bargains turn to hard lines, words go off like landmines and tear the earth apart. So we paid up, bet the rest to break us. Oh, what a way to wake up, reeling from the start. Every time I see your face, I lose my bearings, and I wouldn't dare to ask. So tell it's all too late. I won't come back. No, I won't come back.
Thank you. And Sean Martin over there on keyboards. Okay.
WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about Flaming Cheese as we are.
This is G. Gordon Liddy. I urge you to tune in to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 on your FM dial. If you don't, I'll break both your legs.
Thank you. We'll be right back. Welcome to Counterspin, your weekly look behind the headlines. I'm Janine Jackson. This week on Counterspin, the country's largest and second largest grocery store chains want to merge. And surprising no one, one hopes, they claim that giving them that tremendous market power will lead to lower prices, better quality food, and better conditions for workers. The FTC said, hold on a second, how does that square with on-the-record statements that Kroger is currently raising the prices of things like eggs and milk above inflation rates simply because they can get away with it, a practice known as price gouging? The response, dutifully reported in corporate news media, is, we won't do that anymore. And also, if you try to stop us, that would be illegal. It could hardly be clearer that the public, consumers and workers, not opposing teams, as elite media like to frame us, needs advocates willing to go behind corporate talking points to enforceable law. Freddie Brewster is a writer and journalist. His report on the possible Kroger-Albertsons mega merger, its implications, and the behind-the-scenes shenanigans attendant to it appears on levernews.com. We'll hear about that this week on Counterspin. But first, a quick look back at recent press. As the U.S.-supported genocide in Gaza continues, corporate U.S. media assist in Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's plan to widen the war by parroting claims of the aggressor. As reported by Bryce Green and Laura Noor Walton for Fair.org, one salient example was Western media's coverage of the July 27th strike that killed 12 Druze children on a soccer field near the town of Majdal Shams in the Israeli-occupied Syrian Golan Heights. Israel and the U.S. immediately blamed the Iran-backed Lebanese organization Hezbollah for the strike, citing Israeli intelligence reports of an Iranian missile being found at the soccer field. Hezbollah adamantly denied responsibility, uncharacteristically, according to a number of historical observers, and multiple eyewitnesses described an Israeli Iron Dome interceptor missile falling on the field during the time of the strike. But the New York Times appeared disinterested in assessing the facts on the ground. On July 28th, the Times published fears of escalation after rocket from Lebanon hit soccer field, pinning the blame squarely on Hezbollah. The next day, reporting on potential escalations, the Times headline described the strike as a deadly rocket attack tied to Hezbollah. The Israeli military has been known to circulate disinformation to the international public for decades. From evidence-free claims about Palestinian use of human shields during Operation Cast Lead in 2009, to dodging responsibility for the assassination of Palestinian journalist Shireen Abu Akleh in 2022, to consistently attempting to conceal the use of illegal white phosphorus munitions across the Middle East. But in headlines and in text, the New York Times ignores and obscures this documented history. And it's not old history. As recently as October 17th, there was controversy over the origin of a rocket strike on the Al-Ali Arab hospital that killed hundreds of Palestinians. In the media confusion,